Brussels Airport is the worst affected by this outage, and there's real scenes of chaos at the airport. Lots of flights canceled, lots of flights delayed. The airport is telling people don't come unless you have it confirmed that your flight is actually taking off, because the agents are having to do things manually because that system software that processes ticket check-in and luggage check-in is offline. So this is different than when you would have, let's say, an outage for air traffic control, because that means the planes literally can't take off. This can be solved by surging staff over to the airport to be able to process all the check-ins manually. So I'm told they are trying to do that. There's a number of other airports affected as well. London Heathrow and Berlin Airport, Berlin Brandenburg Airport, for instance, they are also seeing these scenes of check-in agents having to manually check people in, which is obviously slowing things down. But this is very worrying if this is indeed a cyber attack, which the evidence is pointing to right now, because Collins Aerospace is a very, very big company. It manages air traffic, airport check-in across the world, and especially worryingly, it's also a defense company. So the fact that it could have been subject to this kind of cyber attack is very worrying. But transport sector analysts that I've talked to over the past months have said they've been worried about something like this, because these types of services that can shut down multiple airports with just one attack are a very tempting target.